All right, it is right now a time for Real News with Brian Ross. Brian joins us on a Thursday morning. We take a look at real news. I guess that's a term we can use nowadays. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning to you, Marshall. I hope you were up late watching the convention. Some pretty good speeches there last night.
You know, I've gotten to the point where getting up at 3:30 in the morning. I'm in bed by 8 o'clock or 8:30. But the great thing about getting up at 3:30 in the morning, the first 20 minutes of my day is spent just taking a look at various video highlights, either on the BBC or on CNN, of what happened the night before. And it's interesting because I don't know how you feel about it, but the clips that I see, I am getting as much from this convention as I would get from a normal convention, but without all the crowd going crazy, not without the Bernie Sanders supporters booing the Hillary Clinton. This is, to me, seemed to be a very clean way of presenting a convention.
Yeah, we may not see those conventions return ever again. They are a vestige of the political past, and we are into the future here. It was interesting to see at the end of the, I don't know if you saw in the clip, you saw the Harris speech. She turned around, and there was a shot of perhaps 64 monitors with 64 different people clapping. That was the only thing. You know, even in baseball now, they're putting in some fan noise when there's a big hit or a great strikeout. So that little bit of that enthusiasm is missing. But the words were strong from the vice presidential candidate, Senator Harris, and I thought even stronger from former President Obama.
Well, you know, when President Obama first ran for office, he was known as a good orator. People kind of compared him to an educator, but he became much more than that. I think one of his high marks as a president, there were a lot of high marks along with some mistakes, were his ability to communicate with the country on a repeated basis when things happened. And I think he did it once again last night. He has this unique ability to cut to the chase, to not sound petty, but to forcefully push an argument.
He does, and he talks in real language. You feel like he is speaking not to you, not at you, which I think is a great, and he's got a cadence that is mesmerizing at times. You know, when you watch him as a performer, it's very impressive. It's the kind of performance that the Republican president cannot put on, neither in the compassion you talk about in times of tough times for the country or in just delivering a speech. Off the cuff, though, you know, Mr. Trump throws some zingers, and he clearly is preparing to do that now with their convention next week. The Republicans are now beginning to run ads about Hunter Biden's work in China. You know, they've gone after Senator Harris as a far-left radical who has, you know, sort of captured the Biden campaign.
And what's interesting about what you just said about President Trump is that, once again, he is taking away lightning and thunder that he can use next week, because when he tweets in real time, when President Obama speaks, by the time the convention comes around, we've already had all the bombastic statements from the president, and they're just going to be repeated. So I think that is a huge political mistake to just jump on the president as he's speaking, instead of waiting and coming up with a clear way to do it at your convention.
Right, and when you talk to people, and I have to Republicans who worked with him or have worked in other presidential campaigns, the biggest problem they see in terms of running a campaign with Donald Trump, and they think that he has a lot to sell on the economy, is that he goes off script, off message all the time. He cannot be controlled, and you know, yesterday it was his support for the QAnon crazies that see the Democrats as child-stealing rapists out to destroy democracy.
That is simply amazing that once again the Republican Party can't get over to him how bad that is. No matter what you think about Donald Trump and about Trump supporters, but QAnon is something that's totally different, and our own government has labeled them. Our own government has labeled them as a danger to this to the United States.
Absolutely, and you know that his off the cuff remark yesterday that these are patriots just gives them fuel, and you know, they love that. And I guess the question is, does that come through to the rest of the country that what he's doing is by stoking this group, really encouraging them, throwing more gasoline on their ugly fire, I think is a real issue. But he did it. And, you know, it's a little bit, I guess, in a sense, like watching, if it weren't so serious, like watching NASCAR. You know, just wait for the wreck to go on. And he's regularly stepping into it. And yet, it's not that he has only 20% of the country. He has 40% of the country still backing him.
Well, yeah, he's got 40% of the country, 39 to 40%. But one thing he has decided on, and it's so apparent, you don't have to be a political scientist to look at this, he's decided to double down to keep his 40%. And then, on the other hand, to try to suppress the vote so more people that are against him don't have the eligibility to vote. And that is obviously what the game plan is going to be. He's damn all the critics, damn everybody else. He's not going to try to broaden his base. He's going to keep his base solid, and he's going to try to hold down votes on the other side. And, you know, against Hillary Clinton, that worked because there were a lot of people, for whatever reason, just did not like Hillary Clinton. They were tired of the Clinton name.
Right, but let's not forget, she did receive 3 million more votes than Donald Trump.
That's exactly
right. It's just
right.
In key places where she did not receive the votes, particularly among African-Americans in Milwaukee, in Philadelphia, in Detroit, where there was an active campaign by the Republicans to call anything but suppress the vote. One of them said, we got to get about 2 or 3 million people down from the mountain to vote for our man and keep about 2 or 3 million away from her.
It's a simple equation that they did it one time. I don't know whether they're going to be successful two times out, but at least our political system is as flawed as it is somehow operational. Once again, you Brian, and you're an investigative reporter. You look at these opposition people in Russia who end up getting poisoned. Now this
yeah.
latest guy, not once, but this is the second time.
No, that's the scary part about a Putin-esque like government. Could that kind of thing happen here? We scoff at that, but a lot of things have happened here that, you know, you would have thought never possible, that the Republicans would try to change the post office, essentially shut it down or slow it down so that they couldn't vote by mail. All of that has happened. Marshall, I do think the one thing that really they talked about that last night a lot, both former President Obama and Senator Harris, was getting out the vote, but also I think she made a good point about schools, and I think that's something that really rings true with so many Americans on either side of the political aisle. What is going on? And she said that, you know, it didn't have to be this way, but essentially that President Trump has botched it, and we don't know where our kids are going to go to school, and if they don't go to school, you can't go to work, and that's a real, real current issue, I think.
Well, and it's so current, and affects locally. Just 4 days ago, the CIAC in Connecticut, which controls athletes, came out with a plan to restart sports. Now, here in Region 1, that we formed a new middle school sports committee, so they went ahead and they were going to hold a meeting. And they held a meeting last night. Well, yesterday afternoon, the Connecticut Health Department said, no, there's no football and there's no women's soccer. There's just too much that can happen there. So last night at the meeting, of course, they decided to cancel the Region 1 middle school sports program for the indefinite future. And when I speak to, and I'll be speaking tomorrow, by the way, tomorrow morning with the superintendent of Region 1, Lisa Carter, the problems that local regional school districts are having is no matter what's planned, anything can change at any moment. And where is the money coming? And this is the whole thing that nationally that breaks down locally. There is no direction. You know, everybody wants children to go to school. Children want to go to school. Students want to go to school. Teachers want to teach. But everybody wants everything to be safe. And you know what? There is no national direction. So therefore, leaving everything up to 50 different states. And like here in Connecticut, you've got 6 different counties. So just imagine, break that down by the United States. There's just too many cooks in the kitchen.
Without a doubt, and without a national leadership, there's really you can go any way you want, with the president putting pressure on local schools to open up, whatever the health consequences. And I think for parents watching all this, it's just another reminder that Washington is broken, because certainly, you know, the Democrats in Congress have yet to put through their own plan. They'll be meeting again this weekend, apparently, over this. From the point of view of a parent struggling to know what to do with the children going to school, it's like, who's got any ideas here? Let's do something. And I thought that Senator Harris struck that chord very well last night, and I think that's a theme we're going to be hearing from her quite a bit during the campaign for the next 75 days now.
I can tell you that she has impressed me from what I saw on the clips this morning. I was not a big Kamala Harris supporter, simply because of her prosecutorial, when she was the prosecutor, her record there. But when you take into the job responsibilities that she had to face, and now I hear her speak, and I hear her speak on regular basis, she can be a lot to Joe Biden what Joe Biden was to Barack Obama. I definitely think she's got the chops to handle this and do this job.
Oh, without a doubt, and no doubt that Senator Biden, former Vice President Biden, now presidential candidate Biden, is a canny politician, and he has found a place right in the middle. He's got a African-American, a black candidate for vice president, who was a cop, essentially, who was a prosecutor. He has not gone down the road of Bernie Sanders.
No, and you're talking to a Bernie Sanders supporter, and people, I go through this with Bernie Sanders supporters all the time. My mother used to say, don't cut your nose off to spite your face. You know what? Bernie Sanders ran a couple of great campaigns. He's influenced the Democratic Party as a whole. You can see it by all the young progressives that are starting to come out, except that as Bernie Sanders' contribution to the Democratic Party, he's opened up that wing of the party. But right now, you need, as a Democrat, you need to defeat the President of the United States. And,
right.
And I think they have the right ticket to attempt to do that. I really do.
Right down the middle. And, of course, President Trump serves as a unifying force for Democrats, as we see almost every day.
And that's an amazing thing, because Democrats like to eat one another. We've seen it over the years.
You're right about that, Marshall.
All right, before we say so long, anything else that's on your mind here this morning, Brian?
Well, no, just watching the sort of the what's going on with the schools. The virus does not go away magically. We know that for sure now. The concerns for so many people come down to the schools. And I think that's something to really watch closely. That's going to have a big impact on the vote.
And I urge people locally, everything starts locally, go to your Board of Education meetings and voice your opinions. Listen to what they have to say. Be informed.
Good talking to you, Marshall.
Speak to you next week, Brian.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Brian Ross with Real News here on Robin Hood Radio.